Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense. Stay tuned to find out why Chicago's top realtors are choosing Dan Frio.
Welcome to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. And I, of course, am Dan Frio. And I reiterate this every at the top of every show. Please check me out on Google. That's the best way to check me out. You can find my phone numbers, my ads, my this, my website, my LinkedIn's, my Facebook's, my everything you need to know about me. It's the just Google the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio, or just Dan Frio. You spell my last name F-R-I-O. Pretty simple. Today we're going to elaborate a little bit more. We got my friend Joe here, Joe Schiller from Berkshire Hathaway. We're going to go over, okay, now you want to buy a house. Where do we start? Okay, yesterday we talked about where do you go to kick the tires to start looking at some homes. But unless you're blessed to have the cash, which you probably aren't listening to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio if you have cash to buy a house, but you might be, because we also, you know, we'll talk about investment properties and how to buy and fix and flip and all this other stuff. But, you know, what we're focusing on right now is getting you into your goal for 2019 is to buy a home. How are we going to do that? So the first piece of this process is, you probably looked on the web and you found a couple houses, but now you're like, you know, you can't do anything unless you get the money. So, Joe, I got a question for you.
Show me the money.
You see all these websites and these ads and radio and TV and everything where, you know, go online and get pre-approved in 30 seconds or less. You know, it's the Rocket Mortgages and things like that. And I'm not bashing those companies.
Right.
They're good companies. They serve a purpose.
Yep.
God bless them. They have millions and millions and millions and millions to spend on advertising, and that's how they're drawing people in. But in most cases, that's not the best way to get your mortgage. Sure. And you always hear me say, our goal is to get you money, and we're getting you money as cheap as we can. So let me go on to this. Now, that client went online and got a 30-second pre-approval. That's phenomenal. Now, they found that house on the web. They got their 30-second pre-approval. They call you up and they say, Joe, I'm ready to go. I got this pre-approval from the online system, and I'm ready to buy. Does the hair on the back of your neck stand up, or are you comfortable? Unless I'll pick you up tomorrow. We're going to go look at houses.
That's right. I get that a lot. People have these. I got this fabulous rate online, and they said everything's good, and I don't have any conditions to my loan, and I just got to show up, and we're ready to roll. Okay, that's great. Most of the time, and I've done several hundred, maybe 800, 900 sales. Most of the time, there's going to be bumps on the road buying a house. There is stuff that you definitely are going to hit a patch of ice throughout, and a big piece of that is in the mortgage world. There's so many variables in getting the best rate, and I think the important part of a local lender is that they actually look at your whole package, your whole application, and they understand how to place you in the mortgage that's most appropriate for you. There's so many varieties of mortgage, and knowing how to walk a person into the right type of mortgage is essential, be it a fixed rate mortgage or a adjustable rate mortgage or this kind of neighborhood as a special loan mortgage, special rates. The Rocket Mortgages of the world, although are fine for a lot of people, don't necessarily save you any money. There's a lot of different fees involved that aren't really up front, and there's a lot of different conditions that sort of pop up as you get through the program.
Where I find I'm the scapegoat, I guess, a lot of times for those uh-ohs.
Oh, people love to blame.
And here's what happens a lot of times, and I see this, and I do have an online system. Mm-hmm. I really like it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's the convenience of I'm there from 8 in the morning till 6 at night.
Mm-hmm.
You might work from 8 to 6, mm-hmm. just like I do.
Sure.
You get home at 7 o'clock. You get dinner ready. You get the kids in bed. Do this. Now at 10 o'clock, now you have time to talk. I'm in bed. So how do you, you know, so people do apply, a lot of people do apply online.
Sure.
I call them first thing in the morning or I get in touch with them. Here's my reluctancy on these systems. I can honestly say over half, probably over 75% of the people that use the online systems, data in, if it's bad, data out is bad. Income is the biggest issue that I always see. So here's what happens on my end. They went to the online system. They got pre-approved. They went to you. They found a house. They're a week or two from closing, and they get a denial letter.
Mm-hmm.
Then they're calling me, and they're saying, Dan, I've heard you on for years on the radio, and I'm going to give you a shot. Well, that's not fair, but I appreciate it. Many times I can help those people. But now I have the facts. Now I always, you know, it's like a piece of clay. Now I can mold that into something we can work with. But, you know, a lot of these systems, a 30-second pre-approval, that doesn't give me a warm feeling. It kind of gives me the willies.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're just spreading this. Buying a house is, like, I keep emphasizing this, it's just so much more than a piece of money. It's your emotions are involved, your just your efforts, your time, the value of your time. It's much smarter to just get somebody who understands what we're doing from the very get-go and lay it out for you and help you understand what we might run into, what we might not run into, and have the professional opinions and the professional experience behind it. And that is not what's happening at an online place. That is a completely administrative. And if it goes beyond administrative, you get put in a pile and then the next level has to look at it. And you don't want the next level looking at it. You want that loan to be packaged correctly so that you are able to present yourself in the best way possible.
Yesterday we spoke about how you get paid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not getting paid by the buyer. So that's why I highly urge people to use
an agent. Yeah.
An agent.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I get paid? That might be one of the questions that if you're listening out there, well, I'm going to use Dan. However, Dan's a consultant or a broker, so he's going to charge me fees in excess, or I got to pay him a fee to do those services. No.
Nope.
The bank is paying me based on your loan amount.
Mm-hmm.
My fiduciary responsibility is to you, the buyer, to get you the best program for you, not for me, not for the bank. I'm not squeezing you into this program because it's the hot item of the month and it's making sales commissions for people that, you know, because of these bonuses and structures of these. My job is to get you, and I always say this, and if you listen to the show, you hear me say it all the time. The job is to get you money as cheap as we can. If you find that money cheaper than what I can provide to you, God bless you, take it. But all I'm asking you is give us a shot. Same with Joe. Joe is making, if he helps you buy a home, he's getting paid by the seller, not you. Use somebody with experience that knows what they're doing. Reason why I reached out to Joe, and he's a friend of mine, is I want somebody that can help us. If you're listening in Crystal Lake, we can help you. If you're listening in Kankakee, we can help you. If you're listening in Joliet, we can help you. If you're on the north side, we can help you. We're not targeted to a specific area. We can go. We're going to go to Joe's website. We're going to find that house. You're going to also call me or go online at 1160mortgage.com. Apply. We're going to get you pre-approved. Now you're working with experienced people. We have a team together that's going to take you from you kicking the tires looking on the website to you getting the keys at the closing. So that's what we're talking about right now. So, Joe, what would be the next step that we go? So we have, they get an, you know, what we're trying to do is make sure you're not going down a road to hit a brick wall.
Right.
So those people, you know, we don't want you going just Googling online for a mortgage.
Right.
We want you to go to 1160mortgage.com or call me. We're going to get you pre-approved. That is step one, period. Because unless you have the cash, you can't do anything. Then we're going to go to Joe's website. Joe, tell us a little bit about, maneuver us through your website. What do we do? Where are we going? What are we doing? How do we look for a home on your site? That is step two.
Right. So the way I like to work is you come to our website, which is a where you're going to land for me is BerkshireBrokerTeam.com.
Can you spell it?
Yeah, it's Berkshire, like BerkShire, and then the word broker. BROKER, and team, TEAM. And what that represents is the Berkshire, network throughout Chicagoland. And that way, you remember that there's probably a Berkshire office within 5 miles of your house. And you want a broker and you want a team. Those are the three things. So it's the Berkshire broker team.
So if we go to you, if the listener's in Joliet, but you're in the city.
Right.
They go to you.
Right. Central Hub.
So you're going to be our contact. You're going to be our point person.
Correct.
To help this process along. So you're not going to, like, for example, you were talking about the mortgage piece. You start out, you get it, you go online, you get a pre-approval, then you have somebody call you and they gather some data. Then 3 days later, you're trying to follow up for an update. So you call in, you go to another person.
Right.
3 days later, you need another update or you send something in, you're going to another person. They can actually, if they work with me, you're working with me. You get me. You have a direct line to me.
Yep.
They now are working with you. Yep. Are they working with you or were they going to get sent all over the map?
Oh, no, no. That's the whole game here. We want them to have one person to go to with their cheering and their complaining and their fears and their goals. And then I, with you, work with an agent in your neighborhood and we join as a team. I'm happy to help. I pick these agents, and I have about 100 right now, who I've worked with, who've closed deals, who will call me at night, who really show up, and that's what we're looking for.
But if they're ticked off, they're calling you.
They're calling
me. Call me.
Yeah.
I'll get
you're
involved
calling
as
me.
Well.
I'm taking everything.
Awesome. So when we come back, we're going to go over some programs that a lot of these companies, online, especially on the online companies, don't offer you. And so you might have been turned down, but you can still buy a house, but not through that lender.
Yes.
So you've probably experienced that
as
well.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
Please stay tuned. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. But if we can be of any help, please give me a call at 630-338-1160. Visit me on the web at 1160mortgage.com. God bless you. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Welcome back to the Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. I, of course, am Dan Frio. Today, we have my friend Joe Schiller with us. Joe, what we're going to talk about now is the financing part. And I'll be blunt. And I always say this, guys, I'll be truthful to you, even if you call me, even if I put my foot in my mouth, I'm always going to tell you the truth. And that could be a detriment, but I try to pride myself on, I'm going to tell you the truth. Here's the truth. I do a lot of advertising for low credit scores, people with barely any money, and I have grant programs. I have programs with 580 credit scores. I can even do a loan at a 500 credit score if you have 10% down. The problem I find is, and I won't say it's a problem because I'm here to help, but the problem I think might be out there is there's a lot of people that call me with absolutely terrible credit. I'm here to help. I'll guide you through that process. I'd love to help. I'm getting a lot of people that call me have absolutely no money because I have several grant programs. I'm closing one right now. The person's getting $9,600 in grant money. The issue that I see, I guess, is I can help a lot of people. Even if you're putting 20% down, have an 800 credit score, and you're buying a $1 million home, I can help you. I would love to help you. But what I think I've done, though, in the past is, people were thinking maybe I'll use Dan, and he's a broker, and he can help those hard to get loans or those clients that are just have difficulty getting a mortgage. That's Dan's specialty. No, what I can do is I can help everybody and I can do it hopefully more efficient than most places at a much better cost. So let me go down this avenue with you. And I got a question for you. What is your, I don't even know how to ask this question. As a realtor's perspective, what issues do you have on the lending side, or where do you see people in need of when it comes to a mortgage? You get my question?
Oh, yeah. So I got to say, you are a high-end achiever. A lot of mortgage brokers sort of just wait for things to come in or they buy ads. You're the kind of guy who's out there explaining, like, I'm really good at what I do. Come use me. And I think people think because you're so, I'm going to use this in the best term, aggressive, that maybe you are not going to, you're going to, you're desperate or something like that. Well, the truth is you are probably one of the most organized mortgage people I've ever met. And I'm not blowing smoke here. You are very respectful of people's time. You're not here to rescue people. You're giving them an opportunity to succeed. And I think that's really important for people to understand is that, you're on the radio because you have a high level of success and people, and you appreciate people's time. And that's the key, is a lot of people don't have time to look around and they need to trust somebody. And I'm only here because I know what you provide people is dynamite stuff.
Thank you. Here's one of the things that I try. I'm going to throw this out to you.
Yeah.
Is you mentioned off the air a little bit ago. We were talking. I said, you know, where do your clients need the most amount of help? He said, most of them work all day.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't have the time to, you know, they might get home at 6-7 o'clock. They live in the city. They might take the train. They don't get home till 7-8 o'clock at night. They have a family.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, yeah. If you've ever worked with me in the past, or if you haven't, you will have my personal cell number, and you could text me. You could text me on Saturday night. Sunday's kind of tough. You know, I'm kind of reluctant on Sundays between church and other things. You know, but I will, if you need a contract, you want to put a contract in, and you need a pre-approval or things like that, I'd be more than happy to help you. Your bank isn't going to do that for you.
No way.
You can't get a hold of somebody, you know, Friday at 10 o'clock at night. If you're putting in an offer because you found that specific house, I would be more than happy to. I live, and we were making fun of this earlier, I live 2 miles from my office, and there's a reason for that. I go in a lot when people don't even know I'm there.
Right.
So, that's basically, you know, what we're trying to point out here is the whole gist of this is I nor Joe want you to go down a road and hit a brick wall. You know, we're guiding you through the process. Step one, you're going to kick the tires a little bit on the web. Please use Joe's site. Step two, unless you're blessed to have the cash for the closing, you need financing. 1160mortgage.com or call me at 630-338-1160. So then the next piece of the puzzle, Joe, let's talk about, and we're going to guide you. Again, our goal is to guide you, and Joe's going to be back again tomorrow, and we're going to kind of piece in. We're going to just, it'll be a question and answer session tomorrow. We'll even probably get George, our producer, in here because he recently bought a house not too long ago, and we're going to have his perspective on, you know, some potholes that you're going to face or you will face most likely if you're in the process of buying a home. So, home inspections.
Yes.
Is it, and this is the what I get, do I need one, or isn't that something you're going to do, or whatever? What's your philosophy, or what's your thoughts on the home inspection? So here, let me walk you through this, guys. You got pre-approved, okay? God bless you got pre-approved from me. We're using Joe. We went through Joe's website. We found a house. We looked at 100 homes. No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
we finally found that house we really, really want. Okay. Now, do you need an inspection? And why would you get an inspection? It's not required to get the loan. Just so you guys know, an inspection isn't required. An inspection is not the appraisal. An inspection is, and Joe will tell you about this process. But Joe, it cost me $400, $500 to get the inspection. Why I'm limited on funds kind of anyways.
Right.
Why am I wanting an inspection, and what is an inspection?
Yeah, so what we're doing with an inspection is we're looking for a term called deferred maintenance. An inspection isn't like I want everything fixed, I want everything perfect. We're saying I looked at this home, it sure looks like this to me, flies this way, it walks this way, I think it's this kind of a bird. The inspector goes in and does a check for you to make sure that it doesn't have any deferred maintenance, which is things that you need to be aware of. They're going to pop up pretty quickly after you buy the house and are going to require some money most of the time. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to, again, avoid problems in the future of being really aware of what we're buying and what the condition of it is. And then how this works is once you buy a house, you have time to do an inspection before everything's approved. You can go back and say, hey, Mr. Seller, Mrs. Seller, guess what? I don't know. You might not notice this, but your chimney hasn't been tuck pointed and the cap's missing and it's leaking down and the interior part of the chimney's is deferred and this is going to be a mess. Let's get that fixed. Let's talk about getting that fixed. And very often people, if you are approach it with an inspector who is a professional, they're very willing to say, you know what? You're right. This is deferred. I let that go. I didn't pay attention. Let's get on that. Let's make a deal.
So the inspector is going through, just so let me make the clear difference between an inspection and an appraisal.
Right.
The inspector is going to go through everything with a fine tooth comb. They're going to go under the cabinets, look at your plumbing. Yep. They're going to go down, look at circuit breakers, look at the wiring, every detail. Is there a crack in the foundation? Is it leaking?
Yep.
Is there any signs of leaking?
Yep.
Is there any mold? They're going to go in the attic.
Yep.
And they're going to check the attic. Is there something there that's kind of triggering maybe an issue?
Right.
So that's the inspection side. I'm always a proponent. That's $400 to $500 well spent.
Oh, yeah.
The appraisal, what an appraisal is actually, they're kind of doing, I'll say about half of what the inspector does to a point. Their main focus is to make sure there's nothing wrong with the property, but also issuing a value on that home. So you are not overpaying for the house, and we are not overlending on that house. We don't want to get you into a house. You got to look at it. If you're buying a house, you're buying a house for $200,000, it appraises for $180,000. We're probably giving you $190,000 of the $200,000 you're purchasing it from. We're out a lot of money. We don't want to give you more than what the house is worth. So that's that part of it. Let's kind of conclude on a note. Let's go over what is the reluctancy of, I don't want to say this. I think a lot of people do want to purchase a home this year, but they have a reluctancy. Mm-hmm. What would you say the number one reluctancy is? Lack of credit, no money down, fear. I'm just throwing this out there.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's fear. I think people are afraid of failure instead of seeing a consultation with people like us as an opportunity to succeed. I mean, there's so much opportunity in home ownership that I don't think people really get how we can help them at least take a good look at this and stand back and look at it for what it is. It's always easy to, you know, see somebody else's issues, so to speak, from a, you know, step back. And that's what we help you do. We sort of pull you back from yourself and go, listen, this is, I hear what you're saying. Let me repeat to you what you've said to me. And we go through it, and then we sort of outline maybe solutions to overcome those things and at least step into a position where you can say yes or no. I do want to buy a home, or I don't want to buy a home, but not out of fear, but out of, you know, knowledge and commitment, and you know, and feeling supported.
Just so you know, it doesn't cost you anything to get pre-approved.
Nothing.
Call me and get the reluctancy out there. I'm not going to make fun of you. I'm not going to do anything. Basically, I'm going to counsel you and say, okay, yes, you do qualify.
Yeah.
No, you don't qualify. But I'm not going to hang up the phone saying after I say no, you don't qualify. I'm going to say here's why. And here's maybe some ways that we can get around it.
Right.
We can maybe help you with your credit. We can maybe help you with your down payment. We can come up with some different ideas on, you know, getting a cosigner or something of that sort. So our goal is to help you and guide you. So that's it. So tomorrow, please stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to go over programs that you probably weren't even aware of. So I hope you come back tomorrow. And you're going to learn a lot, but I greatly appreciate you listening today. Joe, please give us your information on how we can reach out and get a hold of you.
Yeah, great stuff, Dan. BerkshireBrokerTeam.com. So it's Berkshire, BerkshireBrokerTeam, BrokerTeam.com, like Berkshire Hathaway.
Your number?
312-404-8850, 312-404-8850. And just to show you, that's my cell phone.
And I will have, if you go to 1160 Mortgage, go to the right under Partners, you will see Joe there and you'll find him there. So God bless. Thank you so much for listening. Stay tuned tomorrow. It'll be an exciting show. Take care.
You've been listening to The Mortgage Update with Dan Frio. For over 10 years, Dan has been helping AM 1160 listeners. With so many companies to choose from and hundreds of loan options, the mortgage process can be confusing and costly. Be sure to listen each day for Dan and learn the difference between FHA, VA, and conventional loans. You'll also learn how to negotiate lower interest rates and fees, as well as steps to buying your first home and whether refinancing makes sense.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.